Okay, welcome back, everybody. Hour number three. This is The Vetch, Inside the Eye, live intelligent media for the politically aware right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com for January 10th, 2015. And our guest today is Patricia Aiken now for hour number three. She has her own show here, I think, called Sacred Barbecue. I'm not sure what day it is. I think it's Tuesday. I might get that wrong. I should go look, right? But she'll tell us. Don't worry, everybody. And she's also the logistics coordinator for some of the militia guys and gals out there at the Bundy Ranch. And she's now here in the Inside the Eye Live studio. Hi, Patricia. Welcome back. And also, you're a friend of the show, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Happy New Year, Dennis. Happy New Year to everybody in the chat room. Nice to see y'all.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. Is that your ticker there, Patricia?
Yeah, Sacred Cow Barbecue, that's me.
No,
I couldn't get back in. I tried to get back in as Patricia, but it doesn't recognize me, no. So I must...
But I think you're in the chat room, correct? Because I hear you...
Yes, I am. Inside the Eye Live.
Yeah, what you need to do is hit that speaker button down there, or did you already do that?
I think, am I getting feedback? I think I'm...
You're getting that plop every time somebody answers.
Okay. There we go. On every... Never. Play sounds never. Okay. There we go. I think I got it handled.
Yeah, we're professionals, Patricia.
Whoa. Okay. I didn't know about that.
That tell you. You're clear now. Patricia Aiken, everybody in the house. Patricia, how's the weather in Nevada?
About the same as it is in Amman. It just warmed up a little bit, but we had that real cold snap too here. You know, nobody in Minnesota's given us any sympathy, but really when you go from being 110 to being, you know, 30, I mean, it's a big differential. So yeah, we bellyache about it too.
Mm. Yeah, same here. I go from 110 to 30 also. So yeah, I tell people it's kind of like the same as LA, you know, but a little bit colder. So maybe I should just start telling people it's like Nevada.
Yeah, there we go. Like Vegas, right.
Except without all the fun. So, okay, tell us real quick now. First of all, Sacred Barbecue, what night are you on? What day are you on?
Sacred Cow Barbecue is on Tuesdays, 3 to 5.
Dang it, so I got the date right.
Eastern, 3 to 5 Eastern. And we're on the B team, Studio B.
Which is actually a pretty good team now.
Yeah, it's filled up, man. It's rocking.
So it is, yeah, it's filled up good. Okay, are you still working now with the Bundys? You called me couple weeks
ago. Yeah, well, you know, the empire has struck back.
Okay.
And so I thought some of your listeners might want to hear what's going on with our friends at the Alphabet Agencies, you know, the BLM. I'm working with another group, you know, dealing with FDA, you know,
FDA
terrorism. But the BLM story is really kind of interesting, I think. I mean, it's... right before, you know, we always knew there would be some kind of retaliation, right? I mean, they're not just going to go away and say, oh, yeah, we're right. You know, you're right. We're wrong. See you later. Harry Reid promised. He said, this is not over.
Okay.
And so what we've come is the last week in October, which is, you know, right before the Tuesday, November elections, you know, Tuesday, what was first or second or whatever it was, the BLM puts out what they call their RMPEIS. It's a management plan and environmental impact statement. And they put it out in its 2,000 pages, okay? And then they announce some public meetings, okay? Because they want input from the people of Nevada. You know that, right?
Yeah, well, they have to theoretically do that publicly.
Yeah, that's right. And so they hold the first two meetings that are really they're flying those under the radar. Everybody's still, you know, in a daze about elections and stuff. And then we finally catch on that this is going on after the first two, and we show up to one at the Las Vegas Library. And I'm telling you, the place was packed.
At a library? They had a meeting at a library?
Yeah, at a public place. It was, you know, they have a meeting room there, a small meeting room.
Okay.
So they show up to do their dog and pony show. So I walk in and I say, oh, they have a table there and nice smiling people. And I say, oh, is this where you sign up to give your testimony? And they go, oh, no. There's no public comments. If you want to make a comment, you can do it by email. You can do it by, you know, on our website. Or you can speak to the two court reporters we have here. There'll be no public comments you know, and so everyone was like infuriated. Matter of fact, when I got there, there was a woman already storming out going, this is a complete waste of time and everything. I mean, it was something else that they were not going to let us speak. And so,
they must accept public comment before they make policy.
They've accepted it, but only electronically. And I'm saying, well, that's nonsense. And the woman said,
why are they wasting their time even holding the meetings then if they would?
Because they have to. Just to say they did.
Okay, so I think they're just telling you guys like in a circle, like the dog chasing his tail. If they have to hold the public meeting, then they must accept the public comments.
Yes, but they accept the you can make a public comment, but you can't make it publicly. In a public place, according to the, you know, you have to make it to the court reporter privately. You have to sit down with the court reporter and they'll take it. So I said to the court reporter, I go, a lot of people are using your service here. He says, only the ones that are really angry. And I go, oh, okay. And so eventually an off-road racing group, Snore, shows up around 6 and they get pictures. And they all had orange T-shirts saying it's not the BLM, it's the public's land, it's not the BLM's. And they show up and they fill the room with orange T-shirts. And they still don't, they refuse to let them ask questions. You couldn't ask any questions publicly. And you couldn't ask and you couldn't make any public comments. So we fired off my friend Michelle Johnson from Our Natural Rights on All Talk Radio Shia. We fire off a notice and demand to the BLM, which of course goes to the Department of Interior, and saying that, hey, you're violating the state's open meeting laws because it's open. You're supposed to be able to speak. And so they fire back. Oh no, we follow NEPA, the National Environmental, you know, Protection Act or whatever, in Program Act. We don't have to follow your state's laws. But right there in the BLM's own documents that say they have to follow state and local rules. So this meeting goes on, and they've got the next one scheduled for Nye County the very next day. Nye County is Pahrump. Nye County had more people per capita, more people even numerically, at the Bundy Ranch standoff than Clark County, which is, you know, way more populated. It's just a little town. But they're known as the Mad Dogs and Anarchists, and I love these folks. They are terrific. So our meeting ends at 7 that night, the non-meeting meeting, and at 7:30 they quote reschedule Nye County because they knew if we were this fired up in Clark County that they were going to be in for a fight in Nye County. And so, well, Nye County doesn't take that laying down. They decide, well, we're going to meet anyway. We'll hold a protest meeting instead. So they hold this great protest meeting in Whistler's. And if you remember, at the standoff, what the BLM did is they fenced off a little place that you couldn't get into with that orange, I don't know what they call it, like hurricane fencing or some kind of, you know, orange fencing that they put up. And they fenced off an area, and they hung a sign on it that said free speech area, First Amendment area. If you wanted to speak, you had to get into that orange area to speak.
Who are these punks at the end of the day?
You know who they are.
We're all treating adults like this in our own country like that. Oh, you sit over here, you little baby. This is your corner. Who are they to even treat people like that?
Dennis, one time I got called for jury selection. And so I show up and the marshals are herding people around and they're all big buff guys. I mean, like looking like they just got out of prison themselves with 9mm guns and tasers. I've already taken my shoes off downstairs in the courtroom. So we got to stand in line. They're like really, you know, herding you around like children. We get upstairs to the courtroom and they go, guy says to us, if anybody needs to use the potty, it's over there. I was incensed. These people pay your wages, and you're going to talk to us like we're children?
Yeah, I think I did a rant on that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, by the way, great rant this morning, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
So they originally say reschedule, so we keep saying, when are you rescheduling it? Well, then this guy, and his name is Mark Tanaka Sanders. I don't want you to think I'm making this up.
Patricia, I hear it's called Snow Fence.
Snow Fence. Yeah, they put up a snow fence. It's very good. So at the protest, what somebody in Nye County's done is they put up a little PVC square of little, you know, thing of PVC with snow fence around it. And they've got a sign hung on it, you know, First Amendment area, free speech area. And so when anybody wanted to speak at that protest, they would get in there just, you know, to parody these guys. I mean, it was hilarious. These folks are good. They're really good. They're fired up about this thing. Because now what this RMP has done is they're looking to take 1.7 million more acres of southern Nevada and completely lock it away from the people. They call it ACECs, Areas of Critical Environmental Concern. And that means you can't even take a bicycle into that area. And so they've already got like about 50 of them already, and they want 1.7 million more. And then they just announced for northern Nevada they want another 4 million acres.
Now, is this state acreage that they already control, but they just want to isolate it off further?
Oh, yeah. It's just their radicalized environmental agenda that's come out of the Frankfurt School, you know, cultural Marxism, call it whatever you want. You know, back the BLM used to have a sign in their office that said, no more moo by 92 and cattle free by 93. They forced 52 ranchers out of business here in Clark County. The Bundys are the last ranchers standing.
Mm.
I mean, and they want them gone. And why do they want them gone? They want them gone because Harry Reid is building with the Chinese a solar electric thing down south of the Bundy Ranch in a place called Moapa. And they want to build that, and then they want to move all these desert tortoises up. I mean, it's just the most it's just absurdistan, totally absurdistan. And so the Bundys are right, and the feds are wrong. But what's interesting here is that when someone approaches the governor of this state about this, he'll say, oh, that's not my jurisdiction. I don't have jurisdiction here. Well, if you don't have jurisdiction, why is it you have to sign off on the BLM's RMPEIS? If you didn't have jurisdiction, they wouldn't need your signature, but obviously they do. So we've been networking heavily with the county commissions, and it gets totally ridiculous there. So, but they seem to be coming around a little bit, and they totally use the Delphi technique in all these meetings.
Okay.
Like when you go to the county commission, they allow you to speak via 3 minutes. They interrupt you, but you can't ask the commissioners any questions. You can't, they won't interact with you at all. I mean, then when you try to get a meeting with them, they're stonewalling me for a meeting. So we've got some other people to call to get meetings because obviously I'm too high power.
Patricia, one thing we talk about is people taking action. This is really how, unfortunately, democracy works, doesn't it?
Well, you know, no offense, Dennis, but I'm not into democracy. I'm with Frederick. I'm with for the constitutional republic.
Okay.
That's what I'm into. You know, there's got to be some rule of law here, but there isn't. What goes on but I've taken your suggestion. I'm trying to get people fired up because News 8 Now, Harry Reid's mouthpiece here in Nevada, they just put on, George Knapp, by the way, just put on a hit piece called Rebellion on the Range. And it was really a great hit piece from Harry Reid's point of view. It made him look like St. Harry of Searchlight and vilified the Bundys pretty well, got totally, you know, screwed up their story, didn't tell anything true about that. But then was pretty moderate about some other issues and stuff like that. So people say, well, that wasn't so bad, so maybe they're telling the truth about the Bundys too. Well, they're not. But so I'm taking your advice. I'm trying to call a boycott against Channel 8's advertisers because I think that's what's going to get some attention. Hit them where it hurts.
Yeah, it's the only thing. Economics, man.
Channel 8, their owner of Channel 8 is the owner of the corporation that owns Channel 8. is like number 6 or 7 on the Friends of Harry Reid list.
Yeah, and if you've got Nye County and others activists on your, it's the same thing that Jews do to everybody. They just got a bunch of morons who are paid to be morons. Now, we're not morons because we have to work for a living aside from having to go out protest, you know, and get involved, where Jews are actually working for nonprofits and this is their job. But that's all they do. They just, when they get the orders, no, you got to protest against this station today. They're anti-Semitic. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Write your letters. That's kind of what has to happen.
Yeah, and so, but it has to be economic. It has to hit them economically. But you know what came out from these meetings? We went down to a meeting in Nye County, and the person that's on the staff there, who's an attorney and is pro BLM, they're working on this. You know, they've been working on this. It came out that we're a cooperating agency. He said. And that what that means is that we signed a memorandum of understanding and an NDA. He first said NDA, a non-disclosure agreement. So they've been working against the people in Nevada for the last 6 years in secret.
Who is this?
This is Nye. This is the counties, and so that came out Clark County too. We said, are you a cooperating agency? Yes, we are. That means you signed a non-disclosure agreement. So even some of the county commissioners didn't know what was going on.
Well, isn't that against the law though, to sign an NDA and lock the people out of their own civic
organ? Well, yeah, especially when you look on their websites and they promote transparency. I mean, you know, whatever they say, it's 180 degrees opposite.
Yeah, generally speaking, yes, almost all.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane. So people are pretty much up in arms. So I'm hoping, my hope is, I remember Carol Bundy telling me this one day. She says, you know, Tricia, you know, April 12th, the 5th, I think it was the 12th, the standoff was the earthquake, and earthquakes start tsunamis. So we're hoping this is going to start the tsunami, at least here in Nevada. Utah just passed some legislation a while ago, and it was by a man named Ken Ivory, and a congressman up there, to kick the feds out, to take the land back over for the states. But he's not doing it constitutionally, and he acknowledges that, so he thinks it's going to be more of a fight. But that came up, ended December 31st, so we're waiting to see what the federal response is there. So we're trying to do something more constitutional. But, you know, they really don't have to do it constitutionally. I mean, they really don't have to go back and do anything new. They just have to go along with the U.S. Constitution, Nevada State Constitution, and the Supreme Court. Because 83% of the land here in Nevada is supposedly controlled by the federal government, and it's unconstitutional. Statehood meant equal footing. I mean, that we came in the same. So the feds had to go away, and any land that they wanted to use for forts and military bases and, you know, magazines, all that, whatever it says in the Constitution, they were supposed to pay for. And they haven't done that, and nor have they let the control of the land go. If you look at the maps of the western states, I mean, it's 80% red, federally controlled still. And it's only because I feel, this is my opinion, is that the state governments are no more than franchises of the federal corporation these days. And the county governments are franchises of the state government. So that's why they go along. And the people have to stand up and do something about this.
Okay, someone says in the chat room, all of this can be solved by defederalization of the several states.
Well, yeah, well, that's exactly what we're working on. That is what is going on. I mean, that just take back the land. But the fact is that the state of Nevada, all caps state of Nevada, is the corporation masquerading as government. Just like the United States, all caps of America, Inc., is a corporation that's masquerading as a legitimate government. It's, you know, ridiculous. So something needs to happen here, and it has to happen soon. You know, there's a man from Nye County. He has a Christian ministry, a Christian church out in a town called Ash Meadow. And what the Department of Interior, I think it was Fisheries and Wildlife, came in. He had a river that runs through his property, and they came in and they diverted it a full 90 degrees and stole his river.
Can you imagine?
I mean, it's completely illegal. But he's a Cuban, Cuban-born man, and his name is Victor Fuentes, and he brought the house down. At the last, they had a special hearing about this on December 22nd in Clark County. He came up from Nye County with some other folks. He got up to testify, and he said he was from Cuba and, you know, started talking about how the government owns all the lands. And, of course, the county commissioner running this tried to get him off track and Delphi him and, you know, interrupt him. But he stood his ground, and he said the government owns all the land in Cuba. People cannot do anything. If we have only one generation left before America is completely communist. And the crowd erupted. But what was fascinating to me about that meeting was that the people that got up to testify, I mean, a good 95% of them were against the BLM, against this land grab. But the young people that stood up, the 20-somethings and early 30-somethings, they were all totally for this ACE. Oh, we have to, you know, keep these, you know, preserve these lands for future generations. They don't understand that preserving the land for future generations means locking it away. And so, but it was interesting that they have been educated in that Marxist public fool system for long enough with this radicalized environmental agenda that they buy it hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, this is a problem. The the education system clearly is indoctrinating the kids, and it is a problem. But welcome to stage two, boy. It's a big pickle we're all in trying to solve.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So I feel like Nye County is the place that's going to make the big difference in this, and they keep writing these resolutions and putting them through. But they just elected a constitutional sheriff by the name of Sharon Worley, and they have a what they believe is a constitutional DA, Angela Bello. But unfortunately, lawyers are only schooled in statutes and codes. They really don't know the law. They don't know common law. And that's where this needs to be taken to, is common law, because the courts have been completely Talmudized. I mean, and they brag about it. The Jews brag about how they've taken over the courts. And so back in, in the late 90s, the original action may have been in 94, but I don't think the court ruled on it till 98. It's U.S. versus Nye County. And a judge, because a county commissioner in Nye County actually took a bulldozer and went into the BLM-controlled public lands, it actually just, and the BLM went crazy, and so that's what they fought. And they said, oh, no, their resolution that they wrote doesn't hold water. And the judge ruled against them. But he ruled against them using a court case known as Pollard-Lessee versus Hagen. And so the judge is quoting all this stuff out of there to make his decision, which was politically motivated, not lawful, not even legal. And he doesn't even read. But when you read Pollard-Lessee versus Hagen yourself, you'll see the summary is that the land belongs to the state, to the people, not to the feds. And it's gone over and over again. Alabama went through this. Ohio didn't even get their statehood right until like sometime in the 50s, like 1954 or something. And I mean, it's just crazy how they're, that the states refuse to wake up and smell the coffee on this.
So basically, in your opinion, you've got a movement now happening in Nye County that is becoming somewhat effective at fighting the feds. I mean, that's the good news to come out.
If the DA will grow a spine, that Nye County, U.S. versus Nye County, I think, threw her for a loop. And I was just, oh, my God. And they look at the judge. The judgments against the Bundys as being lawful. They're not lawful.
How do you get rid of these freaking judges, the ones that are obviously not even qualified to be ruling? Because that's often the case. All of us can see you're not qualified. Why are you even be allowed to rule over this?
Well, we have to restore the rule of law here. You know, look what happened. Look at the last judge that I know of that was ruling constitutionally. Can anyone give me a guess on what his name is? His name is John Rawl, and he was the guy that was assassinated in the so-called Tucson shooting with, that fiction Gabby Gifford, that pretend shooting there. But he was the intended and real victim. And that sent a message to the judiciary, don't be getting back on some constitutional kick, dude, because we're not going to put up with it.
Well, it still has to happen. I mean, even the people need to say, okay, don't get back on screwing the Constitution because we're not going to put up with it either.
Yeah, well, and who cares? You know what? Who really cares about the Constitution? The Constitution is to restrain the government. The people have their natural rights that will wait long before the Constitution. They're eternal. They're God-given.
Okay, Patricia, going into a break. It's Patricia Aiken, everybody, out at the Bundy Ranch in Sick Barbecue. Okay, welcome back, everybody. It's the Fetch Inside the Eye, live, intelligent media for the politically aware right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, where it is listener-sponsored and supported radio. And, of course, that means please do what you can, everybody, to pay for this bandwidth that we use. We use quite a lot from what I hear. Our guest today, Frederick Blackburn, he is again a former 32-degree Mason, was our number two. And Patricia Aiken, Sacred Cow Barbecue, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, every Tuesday, Studio B right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, joining us for Hour 3 to fill us in on the latest developments out there in Nevada and the Bundy Ranch. Patricia, talking about now the what do you call this? What do you call that guy? The Cuban.
Yeah. Victor Fuentes.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people from overseas are able to see what's going on inside of America often much better than Americans themselves. It kind of just goes to show people need to get out of the country more and come back.
Oh, totally, Dennis. I can't agree more.
You know, because if they see what's going on outside, then you start to see the differences when you come back home. You get out. In other words, they talk about how Americans are like frogs being cooked very slowly. Well, just hop out of that pot and come back, and then you won't. Okay, we are back. We lost Patricia. I'm bringing Patricia back into the network here now. I don't know if that was her dropping, me dropping, or both. The network, hard to tell in this voice over IP stuff, but she is being pinged now. This is the Fetch Inside the Eye Live. Join us in the chat room, everybody, insidetheeyelive.com. Click on the live chat button. She's not responded just yet, so I'm telling her to drop your call, Patricia. Okay, Patricia, you back? No. Patricia is not back, so I'm trying to get her to drop her call because she has to drop the call so she can come back into this one. So, again, I just have to post her again. Drop the call. Drop the call. Okay, Patricia, you back? Okay, everybody, it's the Fetch Inside the Eye Live. Again, can't explain to you why the dead air happens, but we had dead air. I'm now trying to reconnect with Patricia Aiken. But then again, I just can't explain it, guys. I don't have this problem except with the studio. Patricia, I think you're back.
I am back. Thanks, Dennis.
I'm pretty sure we're live now again. Obviously, we were okay, but people were saying it was dead air.
The day I interviewed Gordon Martinez, we must have dropped 4 times.
So you have a lot of problems with drop calls, huh? So have I. I've had a lot of problems with drop calls with the network. I don't know if it's the Skype just because it can't handle.
But Gordon told me, he said, that happens every time I'm on alternative media. Mm. Happens to him all the time. It's not the technology, it's the information.
You know, I'm not a paranoid type of guy. You know, at the end of the day, what are we reaching? Not all that many people on this great planet of ours, but you know. But nonetheless, we are back, and I assume we're back.
Time for the break.
Yes. Anyways, guys, that's the end of the show.